Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Marco Rubio had a disappointing finish in Saturday's presidential nominating contest, but the Florida senator rebounded today with a big win in the Puerto Rico primary. NPR's Jessica Taylor has more.
Marco Rubio has won Puerto Rico's Republican primary, according to a projection from the Associated Press. He campaigned in the U.S. territory on Saturday and is on pace for a big victory. If he wins the GOP contest by more than 50%, he will sweep all of its 23 delegates. While the island's residents can't vote in a general election for president, both parties allow them to weigh in on its nominating process. The Commonwealth has been facing a massive debt crisis of more than $70 billion, causing many of the island's residents who are U.S. citizens to flee to the mainland. Congress has been debating what type of help they should give to the U.S. territory. Rubio has opposed letting the Commonwealth declare bankruptcy. Jessica Taylor, NPR News.
And Democrats in Maine are caucusing today, and then tonight, another Democratic debate. This one will be held in Flint, Michigan, ahead of Tuesday's primary in that state. The economy is likely to be a key topic. China's president is warning Taiwan against any moves toward independence. The comments at today's annual meeting of China's parliament were Xi Jinping's first public remarks on Taiwan since the island elected a more independence-minded president and legislature in January. Tsai Ing-wen takes office in May. She has pledged to maintain the status quo with China. Nancy Reagan has died at the age of 94. She was First Lady of both the U.S. and of California. She and President Reagan met when they were both Hollywood actors, and as NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports, Nancy Reagan was a devoted wife during 52 years of marriage.
When Ronald Reagan's landslide 1980 election brought her to the White House, Nancy Reagan immediately drew kudos and criticism for everything from gazing adoringly at her husband to her expensive wardrobe. After the Carter administration's informality, Reagan's admirers credited her with restoring elegance to formal White House receptions and to the First Lady's office. Following Ronald Reagan's presidency, the Reagans returned to Los Angeles, where they traveled and socialized until 1994, when the former president was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. For the next several years, Nancy Reagan devoted herself completely to her husband's care. When he died in 2004, she orchestrated a stately funeral that reminded many of the ceremonies following John F. Kennedy's death. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
After 18 seasons in the NFL, Denver quarterback Peyton Manning is retiring. The nearly 40-year-old has won two Super Bowls, this year when Denver downed Carolina Panthers and when he played for the Indianapolis Colts in 2007. This is NPR News from Washington. United Continental Airlines says President and CEO Oscar Muniz plans to return full-time. Last fall, he suffered a heart attack, and last month, he had a heart transplant. The 57-year-old's health issues came at a time of stress for the airline, which was plagued by poor labor relations and operational problems since it was formed in a merger in 2010. 85 mushers and their dog teams are racing the nearly 1,000-mile Iditarod Trail sled dog race in Willow, Alaska. Emily Schwing reports this year's teams come from five countries.
10% of the field is from Scandinavia, including Robert Sorley. The Norwegian says there's a bit of rivalry among his kinsmen.
I always do races for winning, so hopefully I can be there, but you never know.
Sorley is a two-time Iditarod champion. He's also one of six returning first-place finishers. Competition this year is stiff, with at least 20 teams vying for a top-10 finish. Over the next 2 weeks, they'll race their sled dogs over a mountain range, through thick boreal forest, and across sea ice in an effort to claim victory at the finish line in Nome. For NPR News, I'm Emily Schwing in Anchorage.
A second El Nino storm is expected to hit Northern California today. That after heavy rains yesterday led to evacuations and rescues in some low-lying areas. Thousands of people are still without power after powerful winds toppled trees and took down power lines. State officials say the rain and the snow in the Sierra Mountains are expected to be a big help with California's historic drought. This is NPR News from Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.